Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
This Mother's Day, treat mom to healthy, glowing skin with Osea's limited edition skincare sets. Osea has been making clean, seaweed-infused products for nearly 30 years. Their advanced eye care duo brightens and firms skin around your eyes, while the Golden Glow Body Trio nourishes and smooths skin all over. Go to OSEAMalibu.com and use code MOM for 10% off your first order site-wide.
Hello? Hello.
Podcast Network Asia.
This episode may include topics, references, or discussions around sexual assault, domestic violence, stalking, physical violence, or subject matters that may be disturbing to some of our listeners. We do acknowledge that this content may be difficult. We also encourage you to care for your safety and well-being.
Shocking, sad, revealing, and deeply researched, PH Murder Stories podcast covers the true account of infamous killings and true crime stories from the Philippines.
There's no such thing as questions, just hidden answers. Stay tuned as we revisit the inconceivable crimes that exist.
Some listeners may find the following content of PH Murder Stories highly disturbing due to its graphic nature. PH Murder Stories does not condone nor promote violence of all sorts.
Viewer discretion is advised.
For our episode today, we will feature a painful story that recently caught our attention online. We decided to cover this episode as our way to condemn bullying of all sorts and to promote mental health awareness. If you're going through something because of bullying, you may want to skip this episode or listen to it if you're accompanied by a trusted person or group of people.
On May 24, 2022, a 51-year-old mentally disabled woman was found dead inside her house located in the town of Sibonga, 51 kilometers southeast of Cebu City. Authorities quickly figured out what happened after the victim's 19-year-old son confessed that he killed his own mother because he could not stand the bullying he's been getting from his friends and classmates due to her mental illness. Before we proceed, please don't forget to follow our show on Spotify and Apple and give us a 5-star rating.
The lifeless body of the victim, Julieta Bacaltos, was found by her live-in partner, 54-year-old Alan Lariosa, inside their house in Sitio Dumlog, Barangay Simala. The police promptly checked all angles that would piece together the facts of the case and quickly determined what happened after interviewing Julieta's son, 19-year-old Angelo Bacaltos.
Lariosa told police that he had seen Julieta the night before when he delivered dinner for her. Afterward, he left their house and went to a fiesta located in Barangay Giwanun in the town of Argao, just a few minutes away from their residence. At around midnight, He got home without checking or informing Julieta that he was already there and immediately slept in the living room.
Lariosa woke up at 7 in the morning and recalled that Angelo had brought breakfast and even called up his mother to eat, but she never responded. For added context, Angelo did not live with his mom and Lariosa. He and his siblings resided near Julieta's home at the house of their grandparents. Before Angelo left his mother's house to return to his grandparents' residence, Lariosa told him to save some breakfast for his mother, as he initially thought that she was still sleeping.
Thirty minutes later, Lariosa became wary of his living partner not responding to his calls and finally decided to go to Julieta's room to find out why. As Lariosa checked Julieta's room, he shockingly found his partner lying on her folding bed, covered in blood. Lariosa immediately sought help from their neighbors to bring Julieta to the hospital. Unfortunately, they were too late as the emergency responders failed to revive Julieta because she lost a significant amount of blood.
According to investigators, Julieta suffered multiple stab wounds that caused her death. When the police questioned Angelo about the death of his mother, he quickly admitted to the horrific crime he did. Based on Angelo's confession, he killed his mother because he can no longer bear witness to her suffering from her condition. He also said that his mother was often the subject of bullying towards him by his friends and classmates due to her mental health problems.
After Angelo's admission for the killing of his own mother, Julieta Bacaltos, the police charged him with parricide. As for Lariosa, he told reporters while in tears that he was shocked by what happened to his living partner, and he had never thought that Angelo was capable of killing his own mother.
What Angelo did to his mother was unacceptable. But before our prejudicial comments weigh in, please acknowledge the fact that bullying and the lack of mental health awareness and initiatives in their area were the main culprits behind this incident. There should be no room for bullying, whether physically or mentally or on social media, as we don't know how it affects others, especially those who have been victimized by bullies. Remember that we should help promote and empower each person with the utmost respect, especially when there are times that we get into heated arguments or altercations.
Personal attacks, name-calling, intimidation, and condescending actions towards other people won't make anyone a better person. It only breaks a person's spirit to live a happy life. No one deserves to be bullied. If you're a victim of bullying, we hope you're doing well. We hope that you possess the strength to carry on with your lives and continue to promote positivity in our society. Mental health awareness is moving in the right direction. If you need someone to talk to or an outlet to discuss your struggles, there are government and non-government agencies out there that can help you. For our part, the PH Murder Stories team is completely open to anyone that wants to share or discuss such issues. You may contact us through our social media platforms. Thank you for listening, and together, let us promote inclusivity to end bullying in all forms.
For further updates, please follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at PH Murder Stories. and subscribe to our YouTube channel, PH Murder Stories. If you have case suggestions, please go to our website at phmurderstories.com and fill out the request form at File Your Blotter. Did you like this episode? Give us a rating on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on other platforms, kindly send us a review on our Facebook page or send us a tweet. You can also share our podcast to your Instagram and Facebook stories through Spotify. We're also inviting you to join our Facebook group, PH Murder Stories The Verdict, and participate in our discourse about true crime, both local and international. This group is a safe space for true crime and mystery fans like us who want to engage in thorough discussions about the subject.
To all our listeners, we hope you could support us on Patreon. If you're fond of online shopping, you can also help our team earn a small commission by clicking our Lazada and Shopee affiliate links found in the description. Any amount you contribute will enormously help support our team to produce more quality content.
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.